Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What is up? Welcome in to The Early Edge. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We've got a fantastic show lined up for you on this Sunday. And I'll tell you what, before we get to that, let's take a quick look at how we did on Saturday here. Not bad. All right. Got a winning day. That's exactly what we wanted. We had some rough ones there going, and all we wanted to do was hit more than we lost. Came through strong. Look at M squared. Dude, I'm telling you, Belmont, he is all over the Bruins, crushing it. Got him on that over. Micah Roberts on the FAU minus four. The speculator hitting on one of the unders, the Wizards Nets. That was a tough one for him, but he blasted it on Suns Pistons. Our man EC hits one of three parlays, but you know what? He's going to fire back. He's going to come strong. And then anybody who watched Gonzaga St. Mary's last night, look, I tweeted jokingly that it was no sweat. We were very, very lucky to get that one. But you know what? We'll take that any day of the week. And then the Moneyline Parlay four-leg, that one hit as well. All right, no time to waste. Let's bring in the stars of the show and get this thing going because I've got a present for you. My man, Jamie Zauskas, bro.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up? Welcome to The Early Edge. And look, let me set this up for you, and then I'm gonna throw the mic over to you. Okay. So everybody in the Early Edge crew, first, please welcome our man Jamie to the crew. Second, Jamie has been with CBS Sports here for what, 6-7 years, something like that. You've been running, our expert betting social media. If you've seen all of these picks that have been hitting as of late on the Sportsline Twitter account, that is the man that is doing it in the sharp hoodie. Jamie, throw it to you, buddy. How we doing?
Good, man. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited to share my knowledge and see if we can hit some picks, make some money.
Dude, I'll tell you what, man. We've been talking, throughout the last couple of weeks. You have been crushing it on these picks, on these parlays. And you know what? We had to get you in the fold, in the mix. We've been planning this for a bit. So welcome to the crew, man. Good to have you, buddy. M squared, our man. Well done at Belmont last night. Dude, you are rolling it with the Bruins. Good to see you, buddy. How are we doing?
Doing well, AB. I was just glad I checked the score at halftime and I didn't have to drive over and sit courtside for the second half to encourage a few additional points in the game. So, we were not sweating that one at all, but fired up today. Short slate, but one of our favorite teams is in action.
I love it, dude. I love it. All right, so we got a couple questions in the chat here. Let me get to this really quickly. All right, so first off, Jamie, already on you. All right. Our dude, Josh says, hey, this guy sounds serious. Jamie is serious, but he's funny too, man. You're going to love him, dude, for sure. Number two here. Let me find it scrolled up. All right. Our man Glenn asks, what is the new MMA dude going to be on? Great question. Week after the Super Bowl. All right. Get through this week here, football, and we're going to be rolling everything MMA, everything UFC. We're going to have a weekly show ready to go just for you for all of these cards. So, yeah, give it 1 week. Let us get through football. And our man is going to be on here. I think you like it. You've probably seen him. If you pay attention to the Omaha productions there, the Peyton Manning group. Yeah, we stole him from there, got him over here. Think you're going to like it indeed. And there was one more. Somebody asked about the schedule for Super Bowl week. All right. So it's going to be everything normal that we normally do in a football week. All right. So it's going to be same operation, same time, same place. Nothing for you is going to change. All right. So plan on Tuesday, NFL show that we have. Thursday, We run the Twitter Spaces, the Prop Shop. Friday, our NFL player prop show. And we're going to have some surprises and everything in between. But for you, normal week in terms of that, plus added bonuses coming. So nothing you need to do, nothing you need to change. Going to be right here in the chat as always. All right. Enough of me yapping. I'm sure you guys are tired of that. All right, let's get into storylines that affect the betting lines for today. M Squared, coming over to you, man. NBA injury report. Break it down. What do we need to know?
Yeah, relatively slow day in the NBA here. We've got a few things to note, though. We always start with our rest and travel situations. We've got three teams playing their third game in 4 days, which also happens to be the second night of a back-to-back. That's going to be the Pelicans, Knicks, and Nuggets. Always watch for injury reports in those games. For the Cleveland Cavaliers, Caris LeVert listed questionable. Philly, Joel Embiid listed questionable. He's going to be listed questionable pretty much every game. I would be shocked if he sat out at Madison Square Garden today. Memphis, Jaren Jackson Jr. and Ja Morant both listed questionable ahead of this game. And then New Orleans, again, New Orleans is on the second night of a back-to-back, which is the third game in 4 days. Jonas Valanciunas is doubtful to play for them.
Dude, great information to know. Absolutely. And that's going to come into play with these picks that we have on this show and everything that we have afterward. And I'll explain all that in just 1 second. All right, Mike, I'm going to jump in here real quick in regards to a storyline for the Super Bowl in terms of betting. And I'd love your thoughts on it, right? So one, just something simple. Look, the public bets overs. That's what they're going to do. They're going to bet numbers throughout the week and they're going to bet them up, right? So Mike, I throw it to you, ask you, like, is that something like, will we see significant changes? Is it something to where if we're looking at player props, team totals, game, whatever, like, is it something to where if we're going to play overs, we need to do it now? Or is it not going to be as said significant?
Yeah, I would say if you're betting player props and wanting to hit overs, you're mostly wanting to get the number in now. There's, you know, you can watch them. There will probably be one or two that move against you with a ton of heavy action the other way. But majority of them, when we're talking like wide receiver yardage, is likely to go up 2 to 3 yards between now and Sunday. As far as the total of the game, I'm not sure that we see it rise a ton more. One book brought it up a little bit, and they took a significant amount of action to the point where they said they basically will not be moving it back to that point. Obviously, things can change in the market really quickly, but more so worried about it on the props than the total of the game.
Yeah, no, it's great information, right? And, you know, I think the player props are the biggest part, as you mentioned, right? Because, I mean, especially with star players, you know, guys like Travis Kelce, those guys, like, they're probably already bet the hell up already, I would assume. But it's probably going to, you know, do nothing but go up even further. JB, I felt the same thing to you, man. Like, have you seen anything? Have you seen numbers start to go up? I know that you're involved with our CBS Sports research team constantly, daily, looking through these. What have you seen so far?
Yeah, nothing as far as the line movement. The one thing I did notice we put out on social was, which I thought was interesting, the Super Bowl underdogs who have lost have only covered 7 times in 56 games. So I thought that was a pretty interesting number. So if you like the Chiefs, it sort of leans to the idea of just taking the money line.
Nice. Look at him. Our man coming through on day one. I love it, man. Jamie, well done on that. All right, everybody, let's get into our picks, our best bets for today. But before we do, let's take a quick break and hear from one of our partners.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBSSports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBSSports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we are back. All right, M Squared, you know what? You're our leadoff dude. It's how we operate. Going to you first, buddy. What you got?
All right, we've got a college basketball play. I'm sorry to my New York followers. I know there are a ton of you. You know we bet this team often. It's my favorite conference, the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. We're going Manhattan Rider over 136.5. Sims make this one 142.5. This is a matchup with teams that are very, very familiar with one another, and both teams are terrible defensively. They rate 265th and 245th in terms of defensive rating. What's interesting here, Ryder, they are pretty good offensively in terms of getting and generating and converting second chance opportunities. That's always going to help them remain competitive in these games. But one thing that they struggle with is they struggle keeping opponents off the foul line. One of the worst teams, actually rating 350th in defensive free throw rate in college basketball, putting them basically the worst team in college basketball there at that. I expect a very, very competitive game here. One that approaches 140 points. We're going over 136.5 in Manhattan and Ryder. And as you can see in the chat, yes, the New Yorkers do not like Sundays and Fridays, which is when this conference plays, because we bet this conference heavily. And if you're in New York, there's a good chance you're not able to bet it.
Dang, man, that stinks, dude. But it's good to know for sure. Now, Jamie, all right, coming over to you. Okay, now, one thing that you want to know. All right, so you're not necessarily in this spot, but because I'm going to go after you, but what we call the last spot, going last on the show, giving your picks, is the maestro spot in honor of our dude Larry Hartstein, right? It's an honor to have it. Now, you're going to earn it. You're going to have it, but I didn't want to throw that to you because it's pressure for sure. I didn't want to throw it to you on your first day. Also, all right, our dudes in the chat are saying, dude, you've got a way deeper voice than everyone thought. And yeah, I thought the same thing a while back, like we're in our first, like, you know, like team meeting, whatever. And I was like, dude, my man is coming strong with the Darth Vader voice. So,
yeah, I got a voice for radio and a face for television.
Bro, I love it, man. All right. You got three plays today. Throwing it over to you. What do you got?
I really like today. The Magic and Hornets, Banchero's averaging about 20.3 a game. I like him to go over 20.5. He's going up against one of the worst defenses in the NBA. And not only that, they're giving up the most rebounds in the league. So I do like him also to go over his number of 6.5 for rebounds. I'm even going to sprinkle some on the double-double because I think there's a possibility for him to have a big day today. And then moving on to the Pelicans versus Kings, I like CJ McCollum to go over 22.5. Behind Zion, who's been hurt, he leads the team in points. He averages 21.3 per game. So it's, you know, for, I'm thinking he has an above average day. He's hit this number 22.5, nine of the 15 games Zion's been away. So I like him to continue that today. And again, against a really good matchup, the Kings don't really have a great defense. So those are my plays. So first time out here, let's try to not go 0-3.
Dude, I was going to say, like, I remember, gosh, Mike, what was it? It had to be, I guess, what, 2 months ago or someone, like, whenever we brought Eric Cohen on for the first time, right? Like, he said the exact same thing. He was like, dude, I'm nervous. Like, I don't want to rip it and go, like, 0-3, 0-4. And I think he did. Like, that was the funny part is I think he did. And, like, dude, me and Mike were roasting him in the group text. Dude, you did good, man. Welcome in. Well done on
Happy
that one.
Beer. All right.
Oh, dude, absolutely, man. And we're going to have you. You're part of the crew, man. You're part of the family now. So welcome in for sure. All right. I'm going to give my picks right here on the recap here because I need to explain it out just a little bit. And I got another surprise for you. You know what? Having fun. Let's bring the AB3 back today just for Sunday. So everybody grab your paper, grab your pencil. Think of the recap here. It does look good. Our man Jamie's on. Carroll over 20.5 points. Paolo over 6.5 rebounds. CJ McCollum over 22.5 points. M Squared is on Ryder in Manhattan over 136.5. The AB3, all right? If anybody's new to this, this is a three-leg money line parlay that we've had a ton of fun with. And you know what? We're going to keep it simple today, all right? Plus 135. We're going to go St. Joseph's money line. We're going to go Houston money line against Temple, and we're going to go Grizzlies money line there in the NBA. Now, all right, for my picks here, and I wanted to put it on the screen because we got a lot, and I wanted to explain why we have a lot on here, right? So you've seen on, Sportsline in terms of CBS Sports HQ that you've seen Mike on there, you've seen Maestro, you've seen all of us on there, and we've been giving out picks, betting the board, betting it live. It's fantastic. Make sure to tune in. In fact, I'll be on there live at 12 p.m. Eastern today with Kenny White going down over some games and betting the board. But I wanted to get them out here because I get people asked, like, hey, where was this one at? Right? It's a valid question. I 100% agree. Right? So I wanted to get them all out here. Again, I'm not saying play all 7, 8 of these plays, whatever that it is, but I wanted to make sure that I had them all on here so everyone could see. And two, you know what? Smorgasbord it, man. Grab some, see what you like, see what you don't like, and we're going to have some fun doing it. But I wanted to make sure that it was transparent and that you could see all of them. So enough yapping for me. 76ers Knicks over 226. Look, the Knicks, they've been putting up, they've been giving up points. The 76ers, they are just on absolute fire. We got a low number here, 226. We're going to nail on that over here. Grizzlies team total over 117.5. Now, Mike just broke down in terms of Jaren Jackson Jr., John Morant. Pay attention to that one. That's another one. You don't have to bet it right now. Keep an eye on that. But I wanted to get that out there so that it's transparent of what we're going to have on the show. Now, one that I do really like, Houston Temple, over 131.5. Houston is definitely going to have some Vrin spot on their minds. And I like playing these Houston overs when they're low totals like this because essentially – I believe Houston's going to get anywhere from 76 to 84 points in this game. So we're essentially betting on Temple, getting them to 55, 56, 60 would be great. That's where we want to get it. So Houston Temple over 131.5. Nuggets, team total over 115.5, priced at minus 120. Look, the Nuggets are on an absolute tear. They're on the road, though. I don't know how long it's going to go, but they are good in back-to-back situations. So I don't want to bet them with the spread. I don't want to bet the game total. I do want to bet the Nuggets team total, though, at 115.5. Same thing, Kings team total over 114.5, priced at minus 115. I think we got a great spot there. Indiana Pacers plus 5, going to be a very low-scoring game here in the NBA. I like the underdog here with the 5 points. And lastly, a Super Bowl bet for you. Jalen Hurts, longest rush, over 13.5 yards, and I'll tell you why. Look, we saw through the playoffs, the Eagles haven't even really had to play second halves in almost a month. That being said, all right, look, they don't have to worry about getting him hurt anymore. There's no tomorrow. It's the last game. And we see from both teams that when they're in tight games, Patrick Mahomes, obviously, he's mobile outside the pocket. Jalen Hurts, he's mobile as well. I don't want to play the full rushing total for him. But if you're going to do it, if he's hitting that over 49.5, over 50.5 rushing yards, he's probably going to break one off. So we're going to play that longest rush over 13.5 yards. Whoo! Okay. One, I apologize for everyone who had to listen to me yap for about 5 minutes right there. But, guys, Jamie, how'd it go, man? How do you feel?
I feel pretty good. The chat's showing me a lot of love. Darth Jamie, that's my name in the chat, so I like that. I'm hoping we could get some bread and hit some of these picks.
Dude, absolutely, man. You did great. You weren't nervous at all. It certainly can be, kind of nerve-wracking. But I will say this, dude. I say it all the time. We have the best chat in the game. The Early Edge crew, I'm telling you, they are the best in any show, sports betting show, all of it. And somebody said it best, and I wish I could pull it up. But you know what? Freshmen get hazed, bro. But you handled it well. You did a good job, man. And we can't wait to have you back on that one. Mikey, how did he do?
Oh, it was great. Fantastic. Actually, I'll tell you in about 6 hours, 12 hours probably.
I love it, man. I love it. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be live normal time Monday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern with the Early Edge and getting you ready for the Super Bowl all throughout the week. And like I said, you don't have to change a damn thing. You just keep bringing it as you do, and we will bring it at the same time, same place. And you know what? We're going to hit a ton of picks for that. But until then, everybody, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets. We'll see you tomorrow.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist this season.
The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.